Ready?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm coming up to the scary spot.
Yay. All right, let's all find our way to our mats. Take a seat. So to begin, let's close our eyes. To begin the process of shifting from our thoughts into our breath. And then through our breath and our movement into a state of bliss. It all begins here with the breath, quieting down. And now our head drops down, rocks gently from side to side. And then let's come back to center, taking hands to our heart in prayer. May this practice today bring healing to the body, peace to the mind, joy to the heart, and a unity with our spirit. Inhale, let your arms reach into the sky. And exhaling, the arms come down again. If you like, close your eyes. Just flow to the waves of your breath. Let's begin adding a gentle twist with the next exhale, twist to one side. Inhaling back to center. And then exhaling, twist to the other side. And then hands will meet overhead in a prayer. And let's welcome that prayer back to our hearts. Whatever it is you need today, a good stretch, a deep strength, calm mind, a deeper awareness, a state of bliss. Find it today in your practice. Inhaling, arms again reaching to the sky. This time with our exhale, let's fold into a forward bend. Hands lay down to the mat, we step our feet back. Downward facing dog. So with hands planted here firmly, we push away from our hands, reaching hips high in the sky, stretching into our body, feeling our way. Feel free to come up onto your toes and step one foot at a time down to the ground. Use this pose to explore, feel, investigate. What is it I need today? Walk our hands back to our feet and find ourselves in a standing forward bend. In this and every moment, you can modify and adjust every pose so that it meets the needs of your body, so that it works for your flexibility, your strength. Now with hands returning to the mat, let's walk our hands forward again. Finding ourselves right back in downward facing dog. And from this downward facing dog, we'll lay our knees to the mat. We'll set our hips down onto our heels. And let's take both hands over to the right side of our mat. Inhaling, let your left arm reach up, open your whole body and stretch to the right. Exhale, come down, circling around to the left. Reaching up and stretching to the left. And then just continue this flow, sweeping your way side to side, finding openings. come back again to center. Reaching hands forward, we come to child's pose. Child's pose is a resting place. And we're going to come back here to rest again later. But come here today with a promise on your lips that anytime you feel like taking a rest, you'll come back. It doesn't matter what everyone else is doing. Listen to the needs of your own body. Curl toes under the feet. Reach hips to the sky, back to downward facing dog. Let's step our right foot forward. Left knee on the mat. Inhale, reach to the sky, kneeling lunge. And exhaling, take hands back down to the mat. Step the right foot back. Inhale, shoulders come over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, shoulders curl back as the heart lifts into cobra. And exhale, hips reach for the heels, child's pose. Tuck the toes, reach the hips, downward facing dog. This time step the left foot forward. Right knee to the mat, inhale to the sky, kneeling lunge. And exhale, come down again. Step back. Inhaling forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, child's pose. Turn the toes into the floor, downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward. Left knee comes down, kneeling lunge. And exhale, hands back down again, step back. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, child's pose. Toes in the floor, the hips in the sky, downward facing dog, step the left foot forward. Right knee to the mat, inhale, kneeling lunge. Exhale, touch the floor, step back. Inhale, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. Exhale, child's pose. Again, taking toes under the feet and reaching hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet now up to meet our hands. Inhale, come all the way up. Exhale, take hands under the heart. And then slip hands onto the thighs. A standing variation of cat and cow. Inhale, pull the heart forward, reach the shoulders back. And then exhale, arch your back. Let your back flow in waves, forward and back, concave and concave. With the next inhale, rise all the way up. Bring hands to a prayer at your heart. And let's step up to the front of our mat now for our sun salutation. Inhale, reach high into the air. And with an exhale, sit down into chair. Inhale, rising up again. Add a little bit of a back bend if you want to. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, lift up halfway with a lengthening. And exhale, take hands to the mat, step the right foot back. Now either knee down like before or straight leg if you want. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Inhale, arms rise and exhale. Hands come to the mat. Step back. Either plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling our way back, downward facing dog. We'll reach our right leg under the sky now. Step or help with your hands the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands again to the mat. The left foot steps up to join the right. Inhale, rise on a wave of breath. Exhale, sit in chair. Inhale, touch the sky. Curl into that little back bend if it feels good for you. And exhale, dive down. Inhale, halfway up. And with an exhale, hands again to the mat. Let's step the left leg back. Lunge or kneeling lunge.
Exhale.
Hands to the earth, step back. Plank or kneeling plank, exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Take an exhale back again to downward facing dog. Now the left leg up in the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, float down. Step the right foot forward. Inhale, ride the wings of your breath. Exhale, chair. Inhale, to the sky. Once again, a mini back bend if you want. And exhale, soaring forward. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, lay hands to the mat. Step your feet back. And let's come to downward facing dog again. Come out of your head and into your breath. Don't let your mind get in the way. Keep coming back to your breath again and again and again. It's through the breath and the movement that we take ourselves to this wonderful place of bliss. So now that we've safely begun to warm our body up, let's move now into our standing flows. Push your right leg into the sky. Step the right foot forward. This time, set the back foot flat down on the ground. Let's reach up and find warrior one. In this flow, let's connect to the element of earth. Feel your feet completely grounded here. Both feet flat on the floor, hugging the earth. What does it feel like to be grounded? And how does feeling grounded help you find openings into your body? How does the steady foundation of your feet on the ground allow your upper body to open? Into your heart. Straighten the front leg gently, and if you like, step the back foot in a little bit. We're coming now to pyramid pose. So in pyramid pose, you can take hands to the hips, or you can move them to a prayer that comes behind your back. And we'll tip our entire pelvis forward and begin to gently come into this forward bend wherever it works for you. Listen to your body. Let it say yes, yes. And then when you hear no from your body, back off a little bit. Breathe a little bit. Feel your feet grounded here, right here on the earth. How does that allow you to expand into your back and spine a little bit more? What does it feel like to be grounded? Drop down to the ground. We step the left foot up to meet the right. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, and hands come into the heart. Feel your feet on the ground. We'll let our hands drop to our sides here and just stand in this mountain pose. Our heart lifted as we find the ground under our feet. What does it feel like to be grounded? Inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, flowing all the way down. Our hands come to the mat. Let's walk or jump our feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Now reach the left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward, back foot flat down. Reach up, warrior one. Feel your feet on the ground, hugging the earth, feeling of being solid and steady. What does it feel like to be grounded? the front leg is straightening. Again, you're welcome to step the back foot in a little first before pyramid if you like. Hands to the hips or the prayer behind the back. Tip the hips forward, gently pouring yourself into this pyramid pose. Feet hugging the ground. As you come to the poses, come just up to the edge of your comfort zone. Take a peek to what's on the other side, but don't leap over. Just come right to the edge and see what it feels like to be there. A little challenge, but not too much to make it uncomfortable. A place where it's steady. Drop down to the ground, the back foot steps up to meet the front foot. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, hands come to the heart. And then drop down beside you. Stand tall in mountain pose. Heart uplifted, feet grounded. In our life and times when we need to feel grounded, all we have to do is feel our feet on the earth. Breathe deeply. Find this feeling again. Inhale, reach to the sky. Exhale, dive down. Hands to the mat, walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa, inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Walk your hands all the way back to your feet. And let's take our right hand and grab the outside of our left ankle as we open to a twist. Left arm reaches to the sky and the heart spins around to the left. Take a moment to feel this in your back and spine. Like getting a nice little massage. Now let this side of the twist unwind. Take a breath at your center. And then take the left hand and cup it around the outside of the right ankle. Spin the right arm to the sky. Heart twirling around in the other direction. Winding and unwinding the back and spine in the most delicious way. And the twist unwinds again. Hands come to the mat. Walk the hands forward. Either take a moment to be in downward facing dog or add in another vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhale back, downward facing dog. Look to the hands. Walk or jump your feet forward. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, sit down into a chair. Hips reaching back behind us. Feel your heels reach down, taking on this jagged shape like a bolt of lightning, all energy and fire. In this flow, we connect to the element of fire. Heat, warmth, combustion, a cleansing fire. That fire ignite at your center, spread through your body. Rise up out of your chair now. Exhale, bend the knees, swing the arms down. Inhale, swing them up again. Keep flowing. The fire. Next inhale, reach up, exhale, sit down into chair again. Each time the chair grows stronger, the lightning hotter. Deepen your chair to the edge of your comfort zone. Up, exhale, swing the arms, bend the knees, fan the flames. Inhale, reach up, one more time, exhale, chair pose. Stronger, deeper, more powerful. Fiery breath. Rise up. Exhale, dive all the way down. Hands come to the mat, walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Put your hands, walk back to your feet again. Inhale, this time rise all the way up. Exhale, hands drop behind our back. Fingers join together, the shoulders tucked down into the back, and our heart spreads wide open. Let your heart keep reaching out and up. Breathe deeply. Come out of your head. Come into your breath. Now with this open heart, let's tip our hips and fold forward. Walk forward. Back to downward facing dog again. Optional vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Let's reach our right leg to the sky. Step the right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. So feel free to take the back knee to the mat if the kneeling lunge feels a little more like you. Find your breath, and let's use our breath to flow in this lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, come down and reach back with your arms, and inhale, rise up. In this flow, let's connect to the element of water. Let this flow like a stream, a waterfall through your body. Our bodies are mostly water and fluid, so connect to the fluidity inside of you. The waves of your breath create waves, fluid in your body. Hands to the sky, exhale, hands to the mat. Step the back foot up to meet the front. And then slowly, gently fold into a forward bend here. Like a waterfall pouring over a cliff, let your spine pour down over your legs. Imagine you can hear the rush of water. Let this forward bend cleanse your mind. Imagine waves of water flowing through, washing away your thoughts. And then with hands on the mat, walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Left leg now reaches for the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. To find your way to the pose, find your breath. And then flow like a waterfall. Graceful and fluid. Imagine the sound of rushing water or babbling brook. There's a grace in this fluidity. One more inhale, take arms to the sky. Let your exhale, take hands to the mat as you step forward. Pour yourself like a waterfall over your legs in the standing forward bend. Let your head drop down toward the earth. Be wherever you need to be. Hands can be on the thighs, knees can be bent. Customize everything to what fits for you. The gifts of a stretch, a deep strength, calm mind. greater awareness, a state of bliss, they're available to you no matter how flexible you are. Now hands to the mat. Walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back, downward facing dog. Walk hands back to the feet. Inhale, rise up. Either lace your fingers together, pointing a staple to the sky, or drop the left hand down to the left side of your body. Let's take a nice big side bend over to the left. Stretching up the right side of the body. Changing sides. Both hands reach to the sky. Take a prayer to your heart. Take a quick look down at your feet. Let's plant our feet hip distance apart for a standing back bend. We'll take our hands around behind our back where we'll make fists. Feel your feet grounded. Rise up through the body. Tuck the shoulder blades deeply into your back. And then explore your safe and comfortable back bend. Let it be a lifting up and away out of your low back to make it expansive. Breath here, heart wide open. What is the energy of this back bend for you? What do you feel? Slowly begin to rise up, shifting hands to the hips, pour yourself down. Become a waterfall once again, flowing down your legs. And then let's walk our hands forward. Stand downward facing dog or slip in another vinyasa. Inhale plank or kneeling plank. Exhale lower. Inhale arch up. And with an exhale back to downward facing dog. Let's take one more standing flow. Look to your hands. Walk or jump your feet forward. Inhale, rise all the way up. And let yourself flow as if you were flowing in a breeze. In this flow, you connect to the element of air. Now reach straight into the sky. Step fully onto your right foot, tiptoe the left foot back. Let's fly into warrior three. So gently taking off in flight, catching the wind. Go only as far as you feel safe and comfortable, and stop and try again anytime you need to. What does it feel like to fly in the waves of your breath? Dive down, take hands to the mat, head dropping down as the foot reaches up into that air. Then step the left foot down to meet the right. Inhale, rise all the way up, blow in the breeze. Hands straight to the sky. Step onto the left foot fully. Tiptoe the right foot back. Let's fly now on the left leg, warrior three. Find your flying altitude. Let yourself be so deeply focused that you're completely present there. Dive all the way down, hands to the mat, leg in the air, head dropping down, standing splits. And then the right foot steps down onto the mat again. Inhale, rise all the way up, blow in the breeze. Reach the sky. Exhale, dive all the way down. Hands come to the mat, walk or jump the feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhale, push back, downward facing dog. Let your knees come onto the mat. Slide your hips into the nest of your heels. Let's come to rest now in child's pose. Close your eyes and breathe here. Feeling grounded, warmed, fluid, and light as air. There's a fifth element, the element of space. Perhaps you'll feel less of a division between the space that's within you and the space outside of you. Perhaps that's only an illusion. Breathe into all space. And follow your breath into a state of bliss. Let's look toward the front of our mat and watch as we plant our hands onto the earth, curl our toes under our feet, and reach our hips to the sky. Downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. And take a nice slow wave of breath to rise all the way up. And we'll exhale, taking hands into the heart. Let's deepen our focus now by moving on to a balancing series. Let's begin this balance on our right foot, and we'll start today with tree pose. So all trees start with a firm root system. Find that through your right foot, and then take the left foot to the ankle, or to the calf, or to the thigh. Find your heart. Stay here, or reach up like branches into the sky. Always okay to do a little, to start again. Customize this so it works for you. Make the shift from your mind to your breath. Focus on your breath so you have no distractions. Now let hands return to the heart. Take the left knee forward now. Bring your thigh parallel to the ground. Take the right hand onto the left knee. The left hand reaches behind the back. Stand a little taller. And let's add another twist, turning our heart around to the left. Now, if you have a more flexible body, you're welcome to take the toes and extend the leg straight. So make it right for you. Keep rising up through your deep roots. And then gently unwind the twist. Keep the knee up. Let's take dancer's pose. Send the left knee behind you now and reach back with the left hand. Catch the foot in your hand. Right arm to the sky. As we push our foot into our hand, we make our way to dancer's pose, wherever that is for you. Let go of your expectation about what it should look like or what it should be. Just let it be what it is. And then step down again. Back to 2 feet. Give yourself a little stretch. Now let's take the left foot and plant the roots for our tree. Right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Finding center, reaching to the sky, whatever tree feels like the one for you. The deeper our focus, the deeper our balance. Again to the heart. This time right knee forward, thigh parallel to the ground. Left hand takes the knee or the toes. Right hand behind the back. Rise up through your tall body and then twist your heart around to the right. Carefully, with balance, relaxing the right leg behind, grabbing it with the right hand. Reach up, push the foot into the hand, and just see where it goes. And let's step down. Welcome back to 2 feet. Give yourself another stretch. Get a wave of breath. Reach your arms into the sky. And with an exhale, fold all the way down. Hands to the mat. Feet walking back. Again, let's lay the knees down. Snuggle the hips into the heels. Child's pose. Maybe a side bend added to this child's pose. We'll walk our hands over to the right. Feel a stretch down the left side of your body. Hands back to center. And around to the left side. The stretch comes to the right side of our body. Turn to center. Let's walk our hands now in toward our knees, crossing our ankles, come over the tops of the feet to sit. We bring our practice now down onto the floor. So we're coming to a forward bending series that begins by rolling back. So roll, you have a couple of options. Either roll onto your back and hug your knees into your body, or roll onto your shoulders, lifting the hips above your shoulders and the feet behind you in the air or the floor, the plow or the half plow. So in just a moment, we'll come forward to enter the forward bend. When we do, we'll extend the right leg straight. We'll bend the left knee so that the foot comes up into the upper right thigh. So when you're ready now, roll your way forward. Right leg out, left foot in. Inhale, lift up into your breath. And then exhale, tip the hips forward and fold into this forward bend. Let these forward bends be a time of reflection and introspection. Folding in on ourselves like this. Deepening our awareness of self. Let your body relax gently, not gripping or tensing, but softening and letting go. Gently, the muscles release their grip, and we feel a lengthening. Let's walk our hands up the right leg and roll back again with those same variations available. Either onto your back with knees hugged in, the plow or the half plow. So as you correctly assume, the next time we roll forward, it will be to the other side. The left leg will be straight, the right knee bent. So when you're ready now, come forward. Left leg out, right foot in. Inhale, reach up into your breath. And exhale, tip the pelvis forward as a protection for our low back. And let's relax and release into this moment of introspection. Softening and letting go. The breath gets deeper, calmer. The mind becoming more and more quiet. It's all here. A good stretch, deep strength, a peaceful mind, a greater awareness, a state of bliss. What are you hoping for today? Breathe your way there. Walk our hands up the left leg and once more roll back into any of those variations. Onto the back with knees in, the plow or the half plow. So we'll take this forward bend one more time. This last one will be with both legs straight. So when you're ready, roll forward, both legs out. Inhale, reach up into your breath. And exhale, tip your pelvis forward. Fold into the forward bend. If you'd like a little more length, inhale, reach up again, tiptoe your hips back just a little further. And then exhale and deepen your stretch. Deepen your awareness. Deepen your breath. There's no one here to impress. There's nothing for you to prove. Allow yourself to be where you are and embrace it fully. Both hands walk up the legs. And this time, let's all roll onto our back and hug our knees into our body. Once you're here, feel free to rock side to side a little as you establish a nice, comfortable place on your back. And then let's reach both legs to the sky as the hands reach behind our head. Coming to some deeper strengthening for our abdominal area, reach fingers to the sky. Stop there a moment. Find your center. And from there, lift up into the sky. Take a breath. And then slowly come back down. Now braid the right leg around the left like the legs from Eagle Pose. Fingers reach up. And then it's our center, our abdominal strength that lifts us off the ground. Come down again. Both legs straight in the sky, point up, and then from the center, the lift. And come down again. Now let's wrap the left leg around the right, pointing and then lifting. So it's not a swing of the arms that takes us there. Now as we come down, let's melt right into this pigeon stretch, taking the left ankle across the right thigh, reaching behind the right leg, laying the head down, drawing the legs in close, finding just the right amount of stretching and letting go in the left hip. Now let the fluidity of your breath flow over your left hip. It cleanses and detoxifies and purifies, washing away what we don't need. Gently letting go now, both legs to the sky, hands to the floor behind the head, point up, and then find your strength to lift up, take a breath, and come down. So this time, let's begin by taking the left leg woven around the right, fingers up, center, lifting, and lowering, both legs straight to the sky. Point and find your strength. Come down again. Right leg wraps around the left. Reach up. Lift up. And then come down right into the pigeon pose. Right ankle crossing left thigh. Hands behind the left leg. Lay your head down. Pull the legs in. Find the healing stretch in your right hip. And let your breath wash over it. Cleansing, detoxifying, purifying. Let the left foot down to the mat and then the right. Separate your feet a little wider than your hips and let your knees drop side to side like windshield wipers. Back to center, hug your knees into your body, rock your whole body side to side. And then as we return to center, we come here ready now to move into our inversions. Again, you have options. One option is a shoulder stand. If that feels comfortable for you, lift hips and legs gently above the shoulders, supporting yourself with your hands. Another option is a bridge pose. Feet planted firmly on the ground, toes and knees pointing forward. Push into the earth. Let your hips rise up to create a bridge. Now allow yourself to relax and breathe, to be happy here for a while. Carefully begin your way back to the mat again. Now when you've completely reached the floor, if you spent any of that time in bridge pose or wheel pose, give your knees a hug, or if you just want to, as you rock side to side, stretch your low back a little deeper. And then let's take fish pose. Take our feet onto the floor, lifting our hips enough to slip our hands underneath them. Straighten the legs, sit on the hands, elbows underneath the back. Shoulder blades tuck into the back as we lay our head down. Our heart reaches into the sky. Make the shift from your thoughts into your breath. And then into that state of bliss. The head lifts up carefully. And again, we lay ourselves gently back onto the floor. Slip the hands back out now, and let's reach the hands to the floor behind our head. Preparing for our final twist, let yourself get nice and long. And then reach down, take the right leg in your hands, pull it close to you, then guide it across your body to the left. Your head now turns to the right, and this beautiful spiraling twist wraps its healing all around our body. Massage for the back and spine, and last, letting go of tension. Squeeze in the belly. Gives this nice, healthy twist to our organs. Now the right hand drops away, and gently we come back to the mat. Likely you don't feel centered anymore, so move yourself back to the center again. Once you feel centered, reach the arms and legs again to get longer first. And then let's reach down to take the left leg. To draw it in, to guide it across us to the right as we look to the left. Spiral the twists around you. This twist in your body like wringing out a towel. Let it be cleansing and healing. And then release the right hand. Again, we fall gently onto our back and reclaim the center spot on our mat. We've come down to our final relaxation, so lay yourself gently down. Get something to stay warm if you'd like. Close your eyes. The only thing moving now is the rise and fall of your breath. Everything else slips into a beautiful state of stillness and peace. Call to mind the earth element. Everything that is solid and resistant. Bricks and mortar. Mountains, rocks, pebbles, soil, wood, and concrete. Call them to mind as images. Now bring to mind the same earth element within you, the solidity and weight of your body, the parts of your body that are solid and resistant, bones, teeth, nails. Call to mind the water element in the world, seas and lakes, streams and rivers, dewdrops and raindrops. Then, as with the earth element, we call to mind water within us, saliva and blood, synovial fluid and lymph, tears and sweat, liquid filling and surrounding every cell in the body. Tide of crystalline, cleansing liquid sniffs in and then splashes and sprays down, filling you like a babbling brook or a raging river, saturating every cell of your body. It gushes out, washing away all your unkind thoughts and worries, all your troubles. The air element is represented around us by the atmosphere, winds and clouds, breezes felt against the skin and heard moving through the trees and grasses. The air element is continually entering and leaving the body as we breathe in and out. Oxygen dissolves into the bloodstream and is taken to cells to provide energy. And carbon dioxide is exhaled. Oxygen that comes from plants and trees, and then with our exhale, returns to feed those same plants. Feel your breath entering your body. Like a tree resisting the rush, you bend. A sail in the storm, you fill and strain. And exhale, and then the dark impurities of your spirit loose, dust in the wind. The fire element outside of us is the raw physical energy of the universe. From the nuclear combustion of the heart of the sun, to the glow of a burning ember. From the molten core of our planet, to the crackle of lightning and storm clouds. Fire element within us is everything energetic, the heat of the body, the myriad chemical combustions taking place at the cellular level, sparks of electricity in the muscles, nerves, and brain, seething to feed the flames, the cleansing bonfire sears and superheats your system, roars like a furnace, gleaming like a shimmering blaze, burning everything that makes you angry or afraid. And then there's space. Allow yourself to merge with the space around you. Space. Peace. Bliss. Allow yourself a moment now to bring your practice today to a close in the way that feels most meaningful for you. And when you've found that closure, roll over onto your right side. Bask there in the blissful afterglow of your practice. And then slowly, carefully, return yourself to where we began. Back into that comfortable seated position, yet feeling the transformation from start to close. Give this moment to gratitude. Gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received, for how wonderful you feel. And once more, our head drops down, rocks from side to side. Back once more to our center. A wave of breath carries our arms up into the sky. Hands come together in a prayer. A prayer we take first to our forehead for bliss in our thoughts today. To our lips then for bliss in our words. And to our heart for bliss in our heart. May the sun shine upon you. All love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.